Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th. And Pioneers, and what does Shindaddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
Today we loop. K-6.
Okay.
Just K through 6. It's Trick or Treat Tuesday.
Oh.
Trick or Treat Tuesday. And what Shindaddy is doing, he's teaching the youth the art of respectful trick or treating.
Oh.
He's the art
respectful.
Of
respectful.
When you go to a house,
they lost art.
Knock or ring the doorbell. If they enter, you come in, you say, you thank, very thankful. Don't just reach in. You don't grab. They say, just grab some. You don't grab a handful. You take your one. Someone that come in, if they want you to come in, they also thought, well, what are you? You explain to them like that. Well, I'm a princess, or I'm whatever it is like that. Be respectful. Be a respectful trick-or-treater when right. You go out like that. Because sometimes you don't always get that. And I want to see respect in the trick-or-treating world.
I like to hear you say, I'm a princess.
Yes.
I'm a princess. Cut that out.
I'm a princess.
Feel push.
Okay. Yeah. I like this. Respectful
trick-or-treating. So when you go out Friday night, be very respectful of those that have taken the time to go get candy, get a treat for you, whatever it is. Have a plan to be very thankful when you go to the door, and always leave with a thank you also.
Yes.
Not just this and off to the next one like that. Be
just
very
sprint
thankful.
Off.
Sprint off to the next
See
one.
See ya.
Yeah. At that, just out of there trying to get as much as you can. Yeah, it's fun to go out and get candy. That's a good night. I'm with you on that. But just be respectful.
Yeah, so I think most kids are.
They're going to go grade by grade. They're going to loop them down. Shindaddy's going
to
walk them through.
Trick or treat.
And they have a door, so like a screen door set up in the lobby. So
you're
they'll come there and they'll go trick or they'll knock and trick or treat. And
there's a door set up.
Door set up, and then Shindaddy will be inside, and they'll go over like,
so
hey,
like a living room.
So
setup?
What do we do? How do we do this? Yes, a little living room set up inside. So it's a perfect setup.
Shindy's got like news channel on.
The news probably yeah. Probably a news channel. I don't know what.
I'll not say which one.
Yeah, I'm not sure what news channel.
It could be
something, or maybe has something
else
on.
Watch football. This is football on Friday.
You watch some Prices Right. Anyway, that's a good. That's good, and I think most kids are generally.
I think most kids are. There's probably a few there, but most kids are. They really are. But just you know what? Sometimes you know. Here's the deal. Like that. Don't assume anything. It'll help. They'll remember it the rest of their lives. You know, I remember when I was in second grade, we went down to the bank. And Shin Daddy taught me this. And so they'll be teaching their kids that 4 years from now. Yeah.
He was doing these things back when you were a kid?
No, he's saying this is a kid saying that.
This is what the kids will do when they grow up. They'll be like, we were taught this.
He was fast forwarding.
I see. Yeah.
It's I tell you, the only thing that does bother me a little bit is for the most time, that daylight savings time has already happened. So that the trick-or-treating starts usually around like 5.
It can.
Because it's dark out. So they can roll. Now it's not really dark till like 6 something like that. So I'm not a big fan of that. But we'll still, we're
Friday night trick-or-treating.
We're full participation. Yeah,
we're prepping today. So thank you to Shin Daddy at Midwest Bank for helping out today with that. 464-5685. Call or text as always. There's been a topic of conversation that people are slow to bring up. I know they have thoughts on this internally, but this weekend, Nebraska hosts USC. It's 6:30 p.m. on NBC. It is a blackout. If you go to Huskers.com, Nebraska has changed, at least in the football portion of it, everything is all black. They put the logo is all in. They unveiled yesterday at the press conference the black uniform was on display.
They had a mannequin.
So you saw
huge
the mannequin. So you saw the mannequin.
Yeah. I didn't do the thing, though. You know, I don't know what you would have done, Bill or Jake. Like, a lot of the media take a picture.
They have to pick, yeah.
Yeah, and some do, like, the selfie. I didn't do any of that.
Thank you for not doing the selfie.
If you would have done a selfie with a mannequin, I couldn't imagine that how I would have enjoyed getting that photo. Or just,
It didn't happen.
Missed out.
The mannequin was gigantic. I'd say 6'9".
Yeah, usually mannequins look like an NFL defensive end.
That's what it looked like. Like a really good one.
Now, the blackout is something that is of discussion with the fan base because your stadium is on full display this weekend. Okay. It is prime time. USC's in town.
NBC.
Noah Eagle, Todd Blackledge. It's the NBC broadcast.
Oh, Todd's here. Okay.
It's the game of the week for NBC. And Nebraska school colors are scarlet and cream, red and white. They have worn black uniforms in the past, and it has not gone well, I think, in those black uniforms.
I don't track
when
the
you're. Correct me if I'm wrong. You get push back if you want. Breakers, you can push back. When you have the sea of red, which Nebraska proudly calls himself in a blackout, a non-school color, is this a very odd look to you guys? Are you down with the blackout? Because I'm still confused by it. And I talked to Swim about this yesterday. Swim calls me a curmudgeon, an old man for not liking it. I said, listen, sea of red. Red
so
and white.
I
don't. I do not like the concept of the blackout. I'm fine putting it out there.
Clearly like red and white better. I like when the game comes on. It's like when you see a game, just pop it on. It's like, where are they at? Oh, that's Notre Dame. That's so and so. Yes, I do like red and white better.
I am not moved by it. If it is really profound, like if it's black, if it looked. Maybe it will be. I got an open mind about it.
It might look fine. It might look cool. Doesn't mean it's right.
Well, this has been done before, right?
They have one. They've never been a blackout with the fans. It's been black uniforms before.
Okay. So they haven't done a blackout.
Never a stand, a fan-wise.
Okay, this is new to see them.
Blackout.
Okay. So that interests me to see it. If I had my choice, I would do that. I'm always a little bit on the, I don't like extra. I just want a normal week preparation, and I don't want really a storyline of why we're wearing different. That you have to answer that, I guess.
I think that
would be something that I would be like, okay, I really don't want to do that as a coach.
I mean, if you're really pinning me down on this, I agree with you on that, and I think rules of that mind. I agree. If I'm really just being honest, Jake, I'm not as staunch as you. I greet it with an eye roll. I don't even really think about it. I don't. I'm interested in the game, what they're wearing, and what the fans are wearing is not that important.
We have commented so many times that we saw a few weeks ago a jersey game of USC and Michigan helmet game, right? Nebraska USC should be a helmet game. Those are iconic jerseys by both teams. Nebraska,
Jake's,
the home
kind of nailing this.
Yeah. In iconic, again, they've played here in Lincoln before in 2007. They've been here in Nebraska, of course. Yeah. They've been here.
Why
but
not just go red
this
and white?
Is
why not just
this
go
is a historical matchup.
It's USC,
of Nebraska.
USC.
You wear your normal jerseys.
Yeah. If I would have turned if I'd have turned on the USC Michigan game, which we were excited to watch because of that, there's a lot of them like you're excited, and USC was in a blackout. I'd have been mad.
You'd be pissed off. Come on, man. This is a helmet game.
I'm like, I want to see USC. I want to see that.
God, you're right.
I want to see that maroon helmet. I want to see, or with anybody, if Nebraska goes to Oklahoma and Oklahoma does a blackout, I want to see them in their.
Hey guys, Jake Thornton. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods is something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
You're right.
I can see a blackout. Crimson. What are like people Michigan saying? State? They don't have much history with Michigan State.
The only thing
State,
I don't like is
USC.
I don't want to rain on the parade. Like, are people happy about this? Like,
I've what seen. People, well, I mean, the youth.
I bet it's in
I
the
think
50s,
the youths
50s.
Are excited. Like Nick Sainer is 24 years old. He likes the concept.
The two youths.
The youths.
But when I've talked to others my age and older, you know, no one's really excited about it. They're saying this is kind of odd.
Will there be curmudgeons in the crowd that go, yeah, I'm wearing red.
Yes, absolutely.
There'll be some of those going,
because
yeah.
Because they're like, I wear red proudly to these games.
Now that's a good question.
I've been in this seat since 1964.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now here's the question.
In every game, yeah. I've worn red proudly.
Will people look at that person and go, what are you doing, man? It's a blackout.
I don't know. I don't know.
Will they do that?
Can you imagine all of a sudden someone, just some 80-year-old guy just taking some grief?
Right.
All of a sudden like that.
Right.
What are you doing, man? Yeah.
Put black on. Yeah. No, I'm wearing red. Then this is... Jake, what are the people saying?
I'm probably making a big deal of it. I'm just...
What are the people saying?
Yeah, I'm getting mixed reviews. Okay, I'll read some response here.
Yeah, I'm sure it is pretty mixed, I would think.
Downtown Scott says, that's a bad take, Jake. This is awesome. Blackout. Love it.
See, people want to embrace...
You're wrong, Jake. Yeah. Okay?
I'd say Stool is united on this front.
How about wet blanket? Usually he's negative, right? Yeah. He says, I am Team Jake in this. The sea of red is... Nebraska. Everyone tries to do a one-time blackout. It's not a big deal when
other people do that.
There's
blackouts. There's different things that happen. You know, because here's the deal. Because it's your color. I mean, I know we're scarlet and cream. I get it. But their pants that Nebraska wears, they're not cream. They're white.
They wear
white pants. They don't wear cream pants. No. And their helmets are white. They're not cream. So white's their color. But if you said we're going to do a whiteout, I'd be like, can't do that. Penn State does that. So we can't touch that one. Hmm. All I'm saying is when I turn the game on, if I had my choice, mm-hmm. I would choose the traditional colors for a game of this slash magnitude and history. I would rather have the traditional colors.
Are people saying you guys are downers?
No, Corey's with us. Missed song of the day, but Corey's here.
We woke him up.
He says, it's cool if it works. We have tried this before and it failed miserably. So I guess... Take me back in time, Breakers. When Nebraska played UCLA in Lincoln, like, I don't know, 12 years ago. They had a big lead and blew it. Did they try? That was also
they're up 21.
That was an 11 a.m. game though. Did they try a blackout in an 11 a.m. game?
I think they did.
Like it's got to be a night game for a blackout.
I can't
right?
remember if that was a blackout or not. Mm. I can't see. I don't know, Bill. You're probably like me. I don't even really think about it. That
I don't think
much.
About you it watching too the much. Game. But like I said, I would always. I just look at this way. If you just look at it from the broad scope, if all of a sudden Ohio State's playing Michigan, and Ohio State goes with a blackout, I don't like it. That's how I'd look at it.
I'm with you
so
on that.
From the opposite side. Now, the fans here, like I said, whether they're 50-50 or split, the people from the outside won't think it's that cool. If you're just like I said, I love watching Auburn, Alabama. I love watching. So there's somebody that's not a Nebraska fan, but they're living in New Jersey, and they're going to watch this USC-Nebraska game. For the most part, they're going to think, I wish they just had their traditional colors on. Mm-hmm. That'd be my take.
I'm
with you, though, on the sun part. I don't get too worked up. I've never seen someone in the crowd going like, well, that guy's wearing a stupid outfit.
Now, as we said this week, earlier in the show, yes, Iowa had a blackout game Saturday. Guess what? Their school colors are black and gold. Yeah. It makes sense to do a blackout for Iowa.
Guess what?
They should do a blackout.
Guess what?
That makes sense.
I know where you're at on this. I get it, and I respect it, and I'm kind of that way, too. I try not to let it interfere with my overall thought.
Let me be very clear. I will be at the game, and I will wear black. I will partake in the blackout.
See?
I'm not going to push back
fans,
and wear red.
Hang on now.
Yeah.
Jake's going to be there, and he's going to be in black.
For those calling me a curmudgeon, I will participate in the blackout. I will wear black because that's the theme. I don't have to like it, though.
It might be. Can I say that?
Oh, there are some things about it that would be cool. It's not like this is certain hills you die on. I just wouldn't want to be. I would die on. I just said I would like to have the traditional colors.
100%.
Now, if I was dying on the hill, I would not wear black to the game. Yeah. So I'm not dying on this hill. I will participate. I just don't like it.
I think that we all agree that you just like to see those traditional uniforms together on the field.
Right.
Not mess with it.
I say, if you want to do a blackout, if you have a home game against a night game against Northwestern or Michigan State, sure, maybe try it then. But when it's a marquee matchup of helmet and jerseys, don't mess with that. Don't mess with that.
If you really want to, if I'm just saying that's exactly where I stand on this, if this is not popular, but I'd say never do alternatives. Just you wear your uniforms. Yeah, that's why I really stand on it. But that's unrealistic in this day and age, right?
It's unrealistic. But I agree. My question to you, I said off air, is it a committee? Who makes this decision? So this didn't just come up.
I think
on
it's a
Saturday.
Marketing thing, right?
And so is it mark? But it has to go through.
It's marketing.
There's no chance though that it didn't get that. I mean, the AD obviously signed off. The head coach would have to somewhat be involved.
I think so. Now, here's what I would say
maybe
to that,
not.
Though, Bill.
I don't know. The
reason I wonder about that is because I do, I dealt with Bo a lot. And that read out around the world, he was staunchly
against it.
Gotcha. That was 2010 against Texas.
I remember a summer conversation. I remember where I was at. I was in my truck near Misty's, and Bo called and said, "What the hell are we doing? Why are we doing this?" They circled it on the schedule. And he's like, "What are we doing? This is not the way we do this.
I have a question for you. This when
2010
was this game marked as a blackout from day one?
Yes. Yeah. Nebraska USC was marked as a blackout months ago.
Okay. That's
not. It's not anything new. Before the season, this was a blackout.
Okay.
Alternative uniform.
So it's been discussed. Okay. I'm with that.
Now I'd ask before
Keith Mann involved.
I think Keith is
Dennis LeBlanc.
I'm not going to speak for Keith. He'd get very angry if I did.
Now I'd ask this before we get to break. Now someone's saying, this is. Bill would know this more than anybody in terms of recruiting. It's a big recruiting weekend. Is this like the kids love, different things?
They do.
Does this help in recruiting, Bill, this kind of for this weekend or not?
1%.
1%.
Have a great experience. Have the crowd be great. Win the game. Whatever. All those things. There's so many things. How'd it go with the coach? What'd you feel the vibe in the locker room? It's like, what'd you guys think? Well, they got beat by 40. I didn't talk to anybody. I didn't feel the vibe was very good at all. But they had those black uniforms on, so I think I'm going to come. No, that's not it. It can add to it. It could add to it. I just don't think that's never going to be the one swing of things when it happens.
How many people will wear red in the stands is the most interesting thing.
The most interesting thing. Is it just
black.
Is there 100 of them?
Or is there 12,000?
Is there 12,000? Yeah. Is there?
It'll look like a sprinkled donut.
I just get them right now. There's going to be some people going like, hold it here. And that's my other question. Is it a marketing ploy for sales? Now we're selling black uniforms.
Making money.
Yeah, we're selling different. You know, these items.
Money. Oh,
they'll have items for sale. They'll be everywhere. I guarantee you they're in the student union right now.
Are there people calling us curmudgeon?
No, but I'll read this before we get to break.
Please.
And I'd like to respond to this one. Okay. Downtown Scott's a long time. Long time listener. Downtown Scott says, you guys have talked about this for way too long. You've ruined my day. Good job. We've got 100 texts in this. It's a big topic. People have takes on this.
Ouch.
It's just not an uncommon.
See, but I will tell you, that's what I was worried about, that we were a downer on this game. I was worried about
it. I'm excited for the game, and I will wear black. I just think that this is not the game to do the blackout.
Yeah.
That's my final take on that.
Well, if they have a blackout, we have to talk about it.
We do.
I mean, it was on the schedule. It's like,
yes.
Red Circle game and everything. That was talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
It wasn't like, oh, I didn't 100%. Know what was going on. It gets talked about.
Sorry for ruining your day, Scott, but big topic.
Didn't ruin my day.
Thank you.
I'm going to hang in there.
When we come back, it's time for NFL winners and losers. Next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.